2 months ago, a really lovely woman got in touch, and her name was Sarah, and she rang the programme looking for a copy of a textbook. And this was a book that she treasured in secondary school, and it was called All About Home Economics, and it was written by Deirdre Madden. And before you could say lemon cheesecake, our lines lit up with callers whose copy of that Intercert book still had pride of place on the kitchen shelves. But it seems that for every smarty pants who hung on to the book, there are hundreds of people who would shell out pretty much good money to get a copy. And for these people, we have some pretty good news for you this morning. Ashley and Kate Madden, good morning.
Good morning.
Live in studio here before us. Yeah, who did I speak to before on the radio? It's you, Ashley. Nice to see you. This is a new development because I am holding in my hand what?
All About Home Economics by Deirdre Madden, the reprint.
The reprint.
Yes.
I mean, what, were you taken aback by the response to all the response we got to your mum's book?
Well, very much. We'd been contacted over the years by lots of people saying, you know, what's the story with All About Home Economics? You know, it should be reprinted. It's a homemaker's Bible, that kind of thing. But then the response we got from the Tuberty Show was phenomenal. And we'd kind of wondered, you know, would it be worth our while reprinting it? You know, is there the demand there? And then when Sarah got in touch with the Tuberty Show, we kind of realised that, yeah, it was a goer.
It's time to do something.
Then we set up a Facebook page as well to get some interest, to see who was interested. And, I mean, the response we've had on that as well is amazing.
It's great. I'm just going to get you to sit in front of the microphone so you can be off. But the response on the Facebook was good too.
It's been great, yeah. I mean, one woman texted into us or wrote into us to say, I've been trying to get my hands on one for 20 years. I will go feckin' mad on this site. What shops have them?
Isn't it amazing?
You know, people really, and these people we don't know, so that's kind of strange for us in one way, but it's lovely in another, in that it's a great tribute to Mum and to what she did. So
the attraction of the book lies where, I mean, I wasn't as familiar with it as I thought I had been, but this is a manual for life.
Yeah.
All men should have this from
that's
an early age,
that's
particularly men, I think. It's a great man's
book.
Well,
it's probably the first generation that men are expected to do half of the housework, half of the cooking, do you know? And also, you know, before, men weren't as likely to take on home economics as a subject in school.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are seriously lacking the homemaking skills that...
Precisely. And, you know, there's great, very simple but essential information. And I have a massive rip in my jumper just down the left side. No, honestly, I do. Not this one, but another one. And I love the jumper, so I'm not going to get rid of it, obviously.
Yeah.
But I don't know how to, and I'm too embarrassed to ask anyone to sew it for me, any like my mother or whoever. Your mum's book teaches me how to sew.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I think I
darn.
Might, yeah. I might do that and then come back with my jumper intact.
There you go. Might want to practice on something else first.
maybe my ripped teddy bear. I just get back to basics.
Maybe and socks might.
Yeah. Maybe I might darn. Try a bit of darning.
Yeah.
But even the there's a great, you know the way when you work with somebody who mightn't have great personal hygiene. And we always ask the question is, what do you do with the person with, you know, bad body odor or whatever? You could just go to page 223, right?
Yeah, buy them the book.
And leave it there, leave it on their desk randomly. And they'll come down and go, all about personal hygiene. The epidermis.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Are they hair? Oil glands. Yes, that's me. And on it goes. So it's like taking
step
a bath.
Step guide. Mm. Yeah. How to take a bath.
It's really how to live your life, you know?
It is. It's a manual to life.
Yeah.
It is.
And what do people say to you guys about the book that it had such a resonance for them growing up?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people have been saying, and one of the comments I loved was that it was so special to me that I covered it in clear plastic cellophane instead of putting wallpaper on it like everybody else did with the books. So I remember that in school. I remember the 1980s, you'd cover your school books with wallpaper. So people were saying they've had it on their shelves for years. People who now have kids, they want to pass it to their kids. So mums and dads who have the book already are getting it for their kids. It'll be passed on to a new generation.
Good.
That's nice for us.
With the recession the way it is at the moment, people are reverting back to doing things themselves. And unfortunately, a lot of people have forgotten the basics in the Celtic Tiger boom years because they were, you know, I suppose, you know, had the cash to be able to get other people to do things for
them. Precisely.
So, this is just, again, it's like a refresher's guide for those who already know what's going on. But for those who don't, you know, like the younger generation need to learn these things from our parents.
Older generation, me, or the middle-aged generation.
You're not that old.
Yeah, yeah. Same generation, Ryan. So
we're a different generation, are we? Yeah. But honestly, I love this book. This is the book, you know, whatever about buying a novel for someone, but this is the book that I would love to get at Christmas this year, because it's just got it. It's, for me, it's got it all. It's got the recipes for the lovely cakes. Even the cake on the cover. Is that the original cover picture?
I actually had
it's a brack or some sort.
Yeah, we took the image and we kind of fixed it up for this edition. But
it's a boiled fruit cake.
It's a boiled fruit cake. Thank you for that.
I don't have the page, but it's in the book.
It's there. It looks delicious. Now, we've had lots of comments on our Facebook page about your book, and Mary was on to say, yes, I knew it would be published, cannot wait to see it. I've been thinking about it since all the discussion back in September. Kay says, I was the first of three sisters to use this book and claimed it as my name was on it, and I still use it. So the sisters can all get
that
looked after,
like,
which is great.
You do.
I'm so glad it's reprinted. Mine is falling apart from use years after I left school. Bernadette says, I'm delighted I can finally make those rock buns. My book is falling apart. I'm missing the pages. Mary says, oh my god, I feel like I'm back in first year. I hated that book then, but would love it now. Patricia says, we still have ours at home. Three sisters, again, used it at least. So along with recipes, it also has dedications to whoever we fancied at the time. So that's nice. Louise brought hers to Edinburgh. It was used to cook many meals for the hungry Irish students in my flat. I left it there. I've never cooked the same since. So that all changes. Now, there was a book released last year. I don't know if you guys did Soundings, the poetry, when you were in Leaving Cert.
That's right, yeah.
And they reprinted it. This is Soundings for gastronomes. You know? So in that sense, it's
I think everybody should have one in their bookshelf anyway, just to refer back to, you know, covers everything from stains, how to get rid of grass stains and wine stains, to, you know, all the recipes. So
what cake do you think is the humdinger in this book?
I like the rock buns that you have there.
What did you bring me here?
Actually, they're fairy cakes.
They're fairy cakes. Do you know what I love about these fairy cakes? the most important thing about these fairy cakes that are in your little Tupperware basket is that they're not, what do you call those awful things? Cupcakes.
Yeah,
can't stand cupcakes. They are just big lumps of icing. They're impossible to eat. Mm. They're undignified. I mean, now a fairy cake,
I've never heard a cupcake rant before.
No. Here, don't get me started. This is the first world rant par excellence. No, but I just think they're too much, and they just look fake. They're like they're not real. This
American.
Is real.
My little daughter calls them cupcakes generally, but I said to her, she's four, and I said, Lucy, you know, we'll make some fairy cakes this weekend.
Yeah.
She said, fairy cakes, Mum? Are there fairies in them? And if we bite the top of the cake, are the fairies going to come out?
I just
thought that's hilarious. You know, I just it's the 4-year-old imagination, and she loves baking as well, so it's great to be able to pass on the skills.
It's lovely.
To her,
it's nothing like, apart from cannibalizing fairies, there's nothing as lovely as to see kids decorating fairy cakes with icing and you know, being around the kitchen and not looking at computer screens there. Anyway, that's another rant entirely. Can we say hello to Sarah? You might put your headphones on there and say, Sarah, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Well done to you.
Thanks. Well, I know I didn't put in the hard slog like the girls did. So.
Well,
hi, Sarah.
Girls are here. And Sarah, remind us of our phone call, please.
Back in September, my friend Karen emailed the show and asked could anybody obtain the copy of the book for her. And me, and she didn't want to go on the show, so I offered to do it instead. We had a good chat about it and got lots of people texting and everything. It was great.
And now Deirdre Madden's All About Home Economics is published. They're launching it tonight. It's out there. Is it going to be in all bookshops or just a few, or what's
all bookshops, really. Hughes & Hughes, Dubray Books, all independent bookshops will have it.
And all around the country.
And there's a charity element to it, which I think is really important.
Well, yeah, we wanted to raise a little bit of awareness about the Daffodil Nurse Scheme that helped us in Mum's last couple of days.
Sure.
But it's only a little thing. But if everybody did a little thing, then, you know, a lot would get done. So, you know, that's really it.
That's the spirit of what we've been talking about today. So, Sarah, have you got a copy of it now, and what's the plan? Or are you going to buy copies for your friends for this Christmas? Or
I actually bought a copy for my uncle for Christmas. I can say that because he knows I'm getting it for him. He said he'd like it, so that's good. But I should get one this evening. I'll be at the launch. So,
good,
thanks.
Make
the
it
girls
then.
For that.
Well, look, thank you very much for getting the ball rolling.
Oh, God,
the ball of dough rolling.
My goal was to get it reprinted, and I'm just really, really happy. So
yeah, well, job done, and enjoy the launch tonight.
Take a bow.
See you later.
Bye, Sarah.
See you later. Bye.
The girls sound so like their mum, says Emma, a past pupil of Deirdre Madden's. Ryan, I have the original book, says Brenda Sorensen. Very interesting. I'm in Tremore. I have the original book and use it daily, especially during this economic climate. I've used it to teach my teenage kids how to make the basics. Mine is on its last legs, though, so I'll be getting the new copy straight away. Now, what I want to ask you, your mum, just reading about her, strikes me as that she was, because she did pass away, was an extraordinary woman, just great fun, bit of a live wire. Would that be fair to describe your mum, Deirdre Madden?
I definitely say
very
so.
Very much
yeah.
so, yeah.
That's not unfair.
The nuns in St. Louis in Monaghan and up in Angela's in Sligo might agree with us.
Yeah, she got. Yeah, she's prone to doing cartwheels down corridors when she was up in school when she was a kid.
But so I think the fact that she actually was kind of one of the
boldy,
boldy as she would have said herself, but she's a boldy. I think that probably helped her then in later years when she was a teacher, because then she could identify the kids she was teaching
her.
And the students. Yeah, they absolutely loved her. I mean, literally, we've been getting emails saying, I loved her. She was such an inspiration to me. And she's so, it's amazing for us as her daughters. She's an inspiration to us, obviously. Yeah. But then when you hear other people saying that, it's very, very special.
It makes us very proud, even 12 years after she passed away. It's,
and she died, it was cancer, wasn't it, in the end, which is desperate. But she wrote a letter to the Pat Kenny Show.
She did, in October 98.
And why did she write that letter?
She'd heard there was a caller in on the Pat Kenny Show, and they'd had a bit of a negative attitude towards they'd just been diagnosed with cancer, and they had a bit of a negative attitude towards the chemotherapy, and it was just a bit down in the dumps. And I think Mum just felt that she needed to set the, you know, mark, or what's the word?
Yeah, she wanted to make her point about it, because her experience wasn't as bad as the other person had said it. And she wrote this letter, and I have the letter here in front of me. It's a terrific letter. And given that you both clearly sound like your mother in the way daughters can, maybe you'd read out a good extract of it for us, would you?
Sure. It is exactly 8 years since I found the lump in my neck that proved to be a lymphoma. Since that time, I have had 6 sessions of chemotherapy and 1 of radiotherapy. In all that time, I have had the most gentle, caring treatment from the oncology team in the Mater Hospital. I have suffered the side effects, the mouth ulcers, the bald head, the debilitating tiredness, but I've also had even greater number of joys and experiences, which I would never have had if I had not been visited by this serious disease. I lost my fear of flying. I decided that if I was to go, it might as well be quickly. So I took up travelling. I did a 70-mile sponsored walk in South Africa. I visited New Orleans twice. I fell madly in love with it, and I can't wait to get back again. I visited New York, Boston, Savannah, and had a marvellous few days in Amsterdam, where I visited the red light district and smoked a joint in a brown cafe. Last year, I discovered Italy. I saw Florence in all its glory, the Italian Alps in winter, and Portofino, which is the most beautiful place on earth. But a far greater joy was the discovery of how good people are. My many friends, some old, some new, who supported me, gave me a laugh, and never commented on my occasional weight gain due to the steroids. And my family, particularly my 2 lovely daughters, Kate and Ashley, who despite living with the constant fear of losing a mother, kept their heads down and completed their Leaving Cert and 3rd levels with distinction. No doctor can be sure how long a person has to live. Therefore, why give anyone 3 months or 12 months? What every cancer patient needs is hope. Hope, to my mind, is the most important ingredient in cancer treatment. Once you've got that, cancer is no longer the end of the world. At present, I'm deciding whether to go on holiday before or after my next chemo. Yes, the little bugger is back again, but that's not going to stop me. It never has.
Wow, what a woman. Mm. What a woman. Now, that wasn't easy for you to read that, by the way.
Gosh.
And that's, well done. That was hard, wasn't it, for you?
Yeah, it's her words, and it's like she's here in the room. It's a bit spooky.
Well, from what I gather, she probably is.
Yeah.
You know, for all of that, and what a lovely, you know, pair of daughters she has to show for everything, and it's really nice to see you both. Your credit, at the risk of sounding like the oldest man in the world.
People say we're the image of her. So,
are you?
So we're delighted with that.
Do you look like her as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good. There's nothing wrong with that. But no, it's a great story, and the fact that she battled through something as difficult as that with that spirit.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
She was very positive.
Yeah, she wouldn't have liked to have seen herself as a victim. I mean, she just felt, you know, let's get on with life. I have to get on with life. What's the alternative? There isn't really one. Yeah, so sure. She...
Like, you know, it's going to happen to everybody at some stage. So the most important thing is to live every single second of your life like it's your last, you know, and to really enjoy it and to do the best you can possibly do and live your life the best you can possibly live it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think that was...
That's a lesson we've learned.
That's very much. And she used to, you know, her famous little quote was, "I'll do it myself," said the little red hen. And so she did. And she actually that's, she applied that to everything, you know. She never let any obstacle stand in her way, and we hope that we've kind of adopted that little philosophy.
Well, the fact
ourselves.
that you both said that you got it together to get the book out, published and ready to go for today is so impressive, and it's a beautiful book. As I say, I'll be buying a few copies of it for friends and relatives as a pretty clunky hint to get them to improve on their culinary skills, among other stories.
Did you want to say something?
Yeah,
well, it's just that we wouldn't have been able to get where we well, we wouldn't have been able to achieve what we've achieved if it wasn't for a couple of people. You know, we've had a huge amount of support from not only our Facebook fans but our friends and family, but also you know, E. Taylor did the website, Shanahan Director looking after the fulfilment for us, but Rob and Bob, Bob Doyle from GRM scanned the book for free for us because he just really liked the story behind it. And Rob Hughes gave us a crash course in publishing and really helped us out with regards to the industry, which neither of us knew anything about. So take a bow, guys. We wouldn't have been able to do it without you.
Especially in such a short period. I mean, you couldn't have done it in such a tight time frame.
Well, you won't miss it in the bookshop. It's that boiled fruitcake sitting there looking at you and telling you to come on in and enjoy.
And if you know anyone abroad that wants to buy the book, you can buy it online on deirdremadden.ie.
deirdremadden.ie, what an appropriate finish to this piece. Kate, Ashley, thank you so much for coming
thank
in. Good luck tonight. Done. What a lovely, lovely tribute. And a woman says, I'm bawling here. What a woman Deirdre was.
Oh. So, thank you. Thank
for
everybody for your support. And thank you, Chubbardy Show,
listeners.
Everybody, for
goodbye,
your
ladies.
Bye.